was the case? Right. A tells B, pay the money that I owe to C. Right?
And A and C come and say, I didn't get my money. Around.
Not A and C. A tells B to pay to C. So B and C, C comes to A and says, I was never paid, pay me. A turns to B and says, didn't I tell you to pay him? B says, I did, I paid him. So there's a dispute between B and C whether or not A owes money to C or not. Now, if A, if B gave the money to C in the case of Kanbani al Pinkaso, then A is obligated to compensate B, right? Because B is a Chenvani, that's the case. Chenvani al Pinkaso. I mean, the Chenvani is a, he's running like a little bit of a credit operation. So he's giving credit to someone else on the say-so of A. So that's the question. So both of them come and they say, where's my money? C, the original Poalim, let's say, who he owes money to, are saying, where's our money? B, who's the Chenvani, is saying, and where's my money? Because I, after all, shelled out the money to pay B. So basically, this poor A, who used to own only $100, is now being, is now being taken to court for $200. Okay, that's what's happened. That's the case of Chenvani al Pinkaso. So the Balamor says that is the pattern here as well. The Malva and the Shliach here are in the pattern of the Poalim and the Chenvani. Who's who? Who's the Chenvani in this case? The Shliach. And who's the Poalim? Who are the Poalim? The Malva. Right? So the Balamor says, just like we find that when it comes to Chenvani al Pinkaso, that there is, each one takes a Shvuas Nishba Benotel, that's a Nishna on Men Hey Omed Aleph and Shavuos, each one takes a Nishba Benotel and collects for the Balabayas, so too here, each one should take an equivalent Shvua, right? And not only that, but just like they were Nishba Benotels in the Mishnah and Shavuos, they should be Shvuos Chamuros here, which means that the Malva will take a Nishba Benotel, and it also means that the Shliach will take not a Nishba Benotel, but a Shvuos Nishba Beniftar Benikitas Chepetz. That's the Shitas Balamor. And you have to understand what's going on, and you're correct. You have to understand the case there. So what, obviously, even before you get to anybody else, it's obvious that the Balamor is making a certain leap. Because there's a difference between the case of Chenvani al Pinkaso and our case. Right? That difference is? What? Right, I mean, there's no taina of nishba benotel mitzad hashliach because he didn't put out his own money. The mishaleach gave money to the shliach to give to the malva. So the issue here is not going to be, whether you collect separately from the chenvani and the poalim. It's the collection of the poalim. And it's the whether or not you have the right to claim back from the Chenvani, or the equivalent of the Chenvani. So that's a little different. So what emerges is quite an important idea, and that is that the Balamor Balamor assumes, A, that you can have a Shvuas HaMishna Chamura, which isn't a Nishba Benotel, just structurally, just in terms of form. Right? As Ramban puts it, right? How does Ramban put it? Amra Kosev, Zera Chadasha Hu Shegazar Balamor. The Fikach Logila Taima, Shimon Atakana, Hailam Lefarish Ma Shvua Tiknu, Bnei Ma Tiknu. So in Shvua Chamura, Kiyotza Deba Mishnah, Kadesh Dei Zubechlala. Af Lacha Shetiknu Hesa Shalo, Chmiru Ela Al Habala Hotzi Mamon Bechavero, Shehei Nishba Bechefetz. So the Ramban has two objections against the Balamor, essentially. One is that there is no such shvua in the in the Mishnah in Shavuos. We never find a Nishba v'notel, which isn't the Shavua Daraisa, which has been the Kitas Chayfetz. There's no Durabanan Nishba, I'm sorry, Nishba v'niftar. There's no Nishba v'niftar Durabanan that has been the Kitas Chayfetz. Right? To that, the Baal HaMor answers, Yitzi, the Baal HaMor addresses that too. Right? Alpha Bishishwasa Aiden, Lav Minotlanhi, Elamiloma Shalmin, Koshkein Shihi Chamura, Vihido Melashal Torah, Uma Shihuskra Vishmush, was Hasses, Lav Mamer de Isahaka Klal, Elam Akhada Tura Banan, Ozalamigu, Dormila Bigamara, Vahavalu Nogan Beidusan, Vamevin Yavin. Baal HaMor is pretty bold here. What's the Baal HaMor saying? Baal HaMor is saying, it's true that in the Mishnah, in Shavuos, we don't technically have a case of Nishba, we don't have a case other than Nishba v'notel, which is Drabanan and Nikitas Chepetz. That's true. However, so what? Kol Shekein, we can extrapolate, because Midaraisa, Nishba v'niftar, right, is the only kind of Shavuot that you have. So in a way, when there's a Chiyuv to address a Nishba v'niftar, right, that Shavua is actually more serious even than Nishba v'notel. So the way the Baal HaMor is saying is, if there can be Nishba v'notels, if Nishba v'notel is a Shavua d'Rabbanan b'Nikitas Chepetz, then Lu Yitzuyar you have a Nishba v'niftar, which is actually closer to a Shavua d'Araisa. Right? And that's no coincidence. Which is not a Heses, but which is of the Chomer of a Nishba v'notel, just that it's in the Tzura of Niftar rather than Notel, that's not going to be a Chisaron. In other words, what seems to emerge here is that the Ramban seems to be suggesting, A, historically we don't have the precedent, B, maybe it's the fact that he's Notel that justifies a Shvua Chamura to Rabbanan. Because for the Ramban, it seems like the Chamura aspect is the ambitiousness of what you're accomplishing through the Shavua. And that's why there's a difference between being Notel and being Nifta. In one case, you're just, you know, not paying. Here, you're collecting. You want to collect, right? Even though it's a Shavua Drabana that you want to collect with, that requires Shavua Chamura. Right? But to be Niftar, says the Ramban, even if Lu Yitzuyah there was something other than in between Shavua Daraisa and Shavua Hases, still, since it's Niftar, you wouldn't require Shavua Chamura. The Baal HaMor is looking at it from a totally different point of view. Not what you accomplish through the Shavua, but, you know, which is a more elemental and basic Chiyuv Shavua. That's what the Baal HaMor is saying. Well, the pattern of Shavua Daraisa shows you that a far more fundamental chiyuv, the only time you could ever get a chiyuv shvua daraisa is the nishba of niftar. Because even if it's not as ambitious in terms of what you accomplish with it after the shvua, right? It's far more of a mechayiv. It's far more basic in terms of your obligation. And therefore, your birur obligation is actually greater in Nishba v'niftar than it is in Nishba v'notel. The Ramban might even add, if he wanted to, there are two types of Nishba v'notels, as we'll get to in a second, and they're opposite from each other. There are the Nishba v'notels where the Shavua is a Chumra, where basically you should take even without a Shavua. So those Nishba v'notels, Baal HaMor is the one who develops the rule in Shavuos, we'll see it in just a minute. So as far as those are concerned, you would take anyway. The Shavuos is just a Chumra b'alma. Can't compare that to a Nishba v'niftar, which is close to a Daraisa Nishba v'niftar. As for the other kind of Shavua, of Nishba v'notel, the type where Minat Torah you shouldn't take at all. You're only taking through the Shavua. So it's true, the Shvuah there is far more ambitious, but it doesn't address any real obligation either. It's just a takana d'rabbana. So the Baal HaMor says, in terms of, forget about the ambitiousness of the Shvuah. The thing is, if Nishba v'Notel has Nikitas Chefetz, even though it's d'rabbanan, then certainly a Nishba v'Niftar, which isn't a Heses, which means just, you know, Lahafis Daitel Shabbal Abayis V'Yalma, but it's something more than that, something that more approximates the Shvuah d'Oraisa, even if it isn't quite the Shvuah d'Oraisa, something which is Mevarer, more of a Mevarer, will certainly require Nikitas Chefetz. And the Ramban says that's wrong. There's no such precedent. And maybe the Nikitas Chefetz and the Shvuah d'Rabbanan has to do with the ambition and the tzura being notel, not with the mechayiv and the level of birur of the Shvuah itself. That's an important machlokas. Okay, that's number one. Number two, of course, is that the Baal HaMor is able to ignore the simple pshat of the sugya. The simple pshat of the sugya is that he has to take a shvuah as heses. And Baal HaMor is mechadesh because of his conviction that basically all the Gemara meant was because of the chiyuv of heses, therefore there is no migu. And since there's no migu, there's no geya. And once there's no geya, there's no edus. As far as now the conflicting claims of the equivalent of the chenbani and the poalim, in this case the malva and the shliach, that generates a chiyuv levarer beyond heses. Again, in keeping with what we just said a second ago. In other words, a regular case of shvuas heses, let's say the classic case, is what? What's the classic case of heses? Ashrei?
Where the Gari.
Yeah, okay.
That's
questionable whether there's a Hesus in the case of that. But let's say the more classic case. Kofra Kol. Right, what happens? You owe me $100, I never met you. Or I met you, but I certainly don't owe you $100. Right? And then there's a Machlokas in the Gemara, you know, also whether Machalik between Dror de Mamona kind of a case, or you know, pure Kofra Kol. Right? That's 2 days in the Gemara in several places, Shavuos and other places. Namely, I did owe you $100, but I already paid you. Maybe only that gets a hases, or even I never met you before in my life, or I never owed you money or took money from you in my life, hases. It's clear that all you have is a taina bialma in such a case. And alright, that's a important hilchos shvuos question, which we're not going to get into right now. I mean, what is really mechayiv shvuos in general? Would it be a taina, all things being equal, unless you had a migu kind of response to it? You know, the migu, the you know, ihab the shakran. You know, he could have said something else, or is it, you know, or on the contrary, it's the taina, but in adam may is panav bifnei bal kovo, so he wouldn't deny everything, so that's a kind of a birur. That depends how you interpret the famous Gemara that appears all over Shas in different places. But, you know, the pashtus, what we could say is, a taina bialma is not enough. And therefore the chiv heses is kind of a lip service. It's like you said yesterday. But in the case of Chenvani, Al-Pinkaso, or Shliach, and Malve, the point is, there is more than simply Kofar HaKol. There is the reason that he is obligated to swear is because he was given money, and the other fellow says that the money never showed up. Right? So that's why the Baal HaMor says, the reason that there's no Migu, i.e. that there's no Nogea, that he's not Edim, that has to do with Shvuas Heses. But that doesn't mean that the Shvuah here is Shvuah Sasses. That's Shitas Baal HaMor. So according to Baal HaMor, it's all about there being a stronger foundation, a stronger Chiyuv Levarer. That stronger Chiyuv Levarer also requires a Shvuah, the equivalent of a Shvuah Samishna. Why not have a Shvuah Samishna? On the contrary, Kol Shekeinu, that it's Karov Yosel and Nishba, then Nifta. As far as the Ramban is concerned, all that is wrong. So the first thing that's wrong is the Nishba V'Notel alone among Shvuah Samishna has the Kitas Chefetz, because it's maybe the Tzura and the ambition after the fact that is Koveya, the quality of the Shvuah, not the level of Birur. That's A. And as there's another problem, another question, and that is, what about the Migu? He has actually V'im Ladin, he realizes that his first point is not a logical argument, it's an argument from lack of precedent, or by implication also, you know, what is the nature of Shavuos HaMishnah and the Tzura. But Vim Ledin Yesh Tshuva Da'ika Migu Di'bai Amriu. Even if you don't want to say that the case of the Gemara proves that it's Heses, maybe the Baal HaMor is right. The Heses just targets the Negiyos and so on. But what about the fact that he could say Hechzar Nulach Umiftru D'Shavuos Heses? Instead of saying I paid it to the Malba, I could say I gave it back to you. Then I'll only have to pay Heses, so therefore I should only have to pay Heses now. And since that's the case, you don't have such a migu. Since you don't have such a migu, therefore maybe there you understand why it requires Shavuos HaMishnah v'Nikita Skeifetz, not only because it's Nishba v'Notel, but even Luyitzuyar, maybe it was Nishba v'Niftar, if you wanted to accept the first point of the Baal HaMor. But here, what about the migu? What's the answer to that question? Maybe? Jonathan?
There's no migu to reference.
Exactly. It touches on a huge issue that the Ramban happens to take sides on himself, but that not all Rishonim agree. And that is, what I mentioned yesterday, Shitas Ori Migash, at least Shitas Ori Migash, and possibly the Rambam, which is that migu lafture mishvua lo amrinan. The Ramban here is assuming that migu will be poter mishvua. That happens to be the Ramban's view, generally. He rejects the Sri Vigash. Again, it all goes back to how you interpret that same Gemara. Right? When you say, you know, Kofra Kol. Right? So, why you chayiv in Bodhi Mikzas? You know, because Ein Adam Mei is Panav B'fnei Balchovo, and the Kula Boy Delo Delay, right? And so on and so forth. That whole discussion. So basically, the Rimi Gash says that the pshat in that Gemara is migu lafture mishvua lo amrinan, and therefore, if not for ena demeis panav difnei balchovo, we would actually say that you would be chayiv b'shvua. That's where the Rimi Gash learns those sugyas, and the Bali Tosis and the Ramban and others say no, that's not true. Migu would be poter min hashvua. Right, the only thing is that maybe the basis of the taina to begin with isn't enough to be mechayev the shvua. So in any case, the Ramban here l'shitaso is saying point number two, migu should work to get him out of a shvua chamura back to a shvua kala. But the point is, if you hold like the Rimi Gash and the Rambam and a group of Rishonim, then that's not going to be an issue either, because migu lafture mishvua lo amrinan. Okay, there's another element here. Possibly, this is more subtle, maybe the machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban has something to do with their machlokas in Shavuos. So let me just discuss that for two more minutes. There are really two issues in Shavuos to consider. And then a third one brought up by the Ramban, which we already mentioned. Oh, before we get to that, there's a third shita, and that is, of course, a shita HaRambam, as the Ran had the Girsa, and that is the opposite of the Baal HaMor. Not both of them take a Shvua Chamura, but instead of the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor, which is that even the Shliach will take a Shvua of Nishva v'Niftar v'Nikitas Chepetz, the Chiddush of the Rambam is, Yitzi, even the Malve will take a Shvua Heses. That was the Girsa in that the Ran had in the Rambam. And the Ran says, I just don't understand that at all. Why should the Malva be taking a Shvuas Heses? That's also the Girsa, apparently, that the Tosis Rihazake, that's the Girsa of the Rambam. Let's see if I can find a line in the Ran. The Tomar Laman Ishbain Hashluchin. Here it is. The Rambam, a Kasa Parakrishon Nilch Hashluchin, the Shutfin Shemalva Nishba Shvuas Heses, but I adapti Lama Shari Shvuas Malva Kishvuas Hapoel. But in a way, it's parallel to the Baal HaMor, in a way. Right? The Baal HaMor wants to equate what? The Chenvani and the Poalim, or in this case, the Malve and the Shliach. He wants to do so through Nikitas Chepetz, even for the Shliach. The Rambam wants to equate them too. But since he's convinced that Nishba v'Niftar doesn't have Nikitas Chepetz, so he's going to say, well, then the Malva is not going to be any better than the Shliach. Instead of upgrading the Shliach because of the Malva, we're going to downgrade the Malva because of the Shliach. It sounds like, at least partially, the impetus of the Rambam, if there is such a girsa. Again, this is the girsa of the Ran. This is also the girsa of the Riyazake. Alatar in the Rambam. And he adds an extra line to try to explain it. Here. Second. And then after that, it's hard to read what he's writing, but... Vaikar de Edim Nishboim Heses, Hovehim Nishboim Heses, Malva Nami Yishava Heses, the Malva de Makhishele Sahadi, Mishtaba Velodatoimle. And again, this is, I think they say here also that it's Mishubash. A little bit. Okay. Either way, the Riyaz Akedin has this Girsa also, apparently in the Rambam, but he adds an important line, and that is he says explicitly that what motivates this Shita is the effort to equate the Chenvani and the Balabayas. The Chenvani, I'm sorry, and the Poalim, or the Shliach and in this case, the Malva. Presumably that's what motivates the Balamor as well. In isolation, you might look at them one way. The Chiddush of Chen Bnei Al Pinkaso, perhaps according to the Rambam and the Baal Amor, is that we don't look at the Chen Bnei separately and the Poalim separately. We look at this as one Din Torah problem, which has been exacerbated by the counterclaims, and therefore we look at both counterclaims as if they are a unit. The Kesef Mishnah didn't have this gears in the Rambam. And he just says, I don't know what everybody's fussing about. The Rambam didn't say Heses, he meant Nishba Venota. Okay. But the Rambam and Baal Amor seem to be, you know, opposite parallels in this case. Now, this question may have something to do with three other issues. One is, just very quickly, like say, in the Mishnah in Shavuos, Mem Heyom and Aleph, there's a debate. We have the halacha of Chen Bnei Al Pinkaso, but it is disputed, Oren, by?
Ben-Nanos.
Correct. Ben-Nanos disagrees. What is Ben-Nanos, the famous Ben-Nanos? What do they say?
He says that either only one person takes a shvuah or nobody takes a shvuah.
Oh, exactly. So Ben-Nanos, what's Ben-Nanos' argument, by the way?
That they're both over on Shvuah Shah.
How can you bring, it's like a very interesting halachic and philosophical argument, if you know somebody here is going to be Nijba L'Sheker, you know, how can you allow that to proceed? Okay, whose problem is it? Bezdin's, the person who's forcing the issue, that we're not going to get into, that's a huge machlokas or Rishonim. Very important, though. Amar Benanos, Keitzan Eilu Veilu, Boi Lidei Shvua Shav. So the Girsa of the Mishnah is, Elohu Notuv Shalom B'Shvua, Behein Notlin Shalom B'Shvua. That's the Girsa that we have in the Mishnah. The Ran, quote on the side, Girsa Saran, who no tell Bishvua. Actually, that is also the Girsa of the Baal Amor. This is the exceptional Baal Amor. But maybe the exceptional Baal Amor is, I'll explain why in a minute. Maybe it's only for Ben-Nanos. The Baal Amor here on Lamed Amud Aleph in the Daf Harif has this other Girsa. Why should you distinguish between the Chenvani and the Poalim? Says the Baal Amor, Oren?
The Poalim have a better claim than the
Chenvani does. The Poalim have a better claim
than the Chenvani. Why? Because the Poalim are in Yodayim Artichah.
Excellent.
And the
Chenvani
is
in Yodayim Ischayah. Excellent. Mishnah in Baal Kama, right? There's something called Cheskas Chiyu. A person admits that he lent money to someone, he's just not sure if he paid back. And Yodayim Artichah, so the Cheskas Chiyu is that he's Chayah, until you know that he's Potter. Any day, mischayavti means I'm not sure whether I was ever chayav. Okay. Now, how fundamental a chiluk that is, whether that's drabanan or daraisa, which is the exception, which is the rule, is this really a rule? That's a huge discussion in the Rishonim. But the pashtus, that's the rule. Okay. So the Baal Amor invokes that here to explain the girsa in Ben-Nanos. Amar Ben-Nanos, Ketzad Elav 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 The kachia girsam dukdekes, the tamad milsa, exactly what Oren said. Shatainas apolim bria the kazaka yosu vitainas achen bani. Shapolim achov shalem bani vapiron safek etzlenu. Achen bani achov be karo safek etzlenu. Because we don't know if he put his hand in his pocket. The fika who knows of Yeshua, the hame notlin shalom bishvua. So here in Benanos, the Balamor agrees that we should be mechalek between the chenvani and the poalim. However, that's not the only Balamor, right, Aaron? There's another Balamor, namely with the one that says, I told you to look at him, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph in the Daf Yarif. Here's where the Balamor has this famous klal, which already the Bali Tosis realized, and all Rishonim basically accept. Namely, what's the klal?
The difference between when you're chayav without a shvua and
exactly. Two types of nishba v'notels. And some people, some of the Rishonim say that it breaks down to the first half of the Mishnah in Shavuos, in the last parak of Shavuos nishba v'notel, and in the last parak of Shavuos, and the second half of the Mishnah, which is partially a quote from the Mishnah in Ksuvos and Akosev, the Mishnah in Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. First half of the Mishnah are cases, says the Balamor, mostly, there are some exceptions. Harini Mosulcha Kal Gadol, the Din Chashin al HaShavua. This is going to be the Nafkamina. Let's say you have a Chashin al HaShavua, so you can't take the Shavua. So the Balamor says, Kal Chashin Shuman Anishbayim Venotlin, Im Osan Shehaya Dina Minatar Lita Belo Shavua, where the Shavua is a Chumra, but Midaraisa, you would take him without. Rabbanan Ramu Alay Shavua Lahachmer Alay, Kagom Pogim Shtaro. Because what we say is, if he's a chashud, and this is only a chumra, so mukminan adine, we're not going to let this chumra ruin the din daraisa. Because if he's a chashud, then it's not going to be fair. V'hu adin, says the Balamor, lechenvani al pinkaso, v'chol mai d'damimai. Shedino haya minatara lito below shvua umitakanas chachamim hu nishba kulan notlin below shvua. Kivud lo mosifin al rab the rabbi Shmuel. This is the famous havud lo losif alei the rabbi Shmuel, which appears in the Gemara in Shavuos daf mem zayin and daf mem ches. The machlokes are showing exactly what it means. Balamor and Ramban and Ram and the Raivin and so on. That's how the Balamor understands it. So here, what does the Balamor do? Alright,
he
equates the chenvani and the poalim, and in both he says that the nishba v'notel is a shvua, which is a chumra, and in both cases, if they were chashud, there would be notel below shvua, not only the poalim but also the chenvani. And it's here where the Ramban in Milchamos disagrees. And what's his argument, Oren? He doesn't disagree with the klal. He disagrees with this particular application. He says, "Masha kasavod balamar reini mosu the chol klal the chol din the chenvani al pinkaso the chol mai de damule," and so on. Ta'a the chenvani al pinkaso shadino min atar shiyeh chol b'pachi nefesh sharedino mani li biadecha v'halo omer eni yodeyahu the kaimel and the potter. Vahu time in the precious savaroi. And he goes on to discuss some of the other cases. What is, he says, lest you think that because the reason that the Chachmei Svarai, the Rabbanan Svarai give, which is, it's his own fault that he didn't, you know, explicitly charge him to give it the Edim, and therefore it's not a normal Eni Odea Im Ischayavti. No, that's only an explanation of the Din Rabbanan. But the Din Doraisa is that Paulim are Eni Odea Im Praticha, and Meikra Dedina they take without a Shvua, and Chenvani Meikra Dedina should be chayiv because ein yodeh mischayav, or should lose because ein yodeh mischayavti, and the only reason that they don't is because of drabanan. Nafkemina leinyan chashud. That's the Ramban. So you have an interesting Balamor and Ramban. It's possible that the Balamor here and the Balamor there may be consistent. I'm speculating. In other words, the Ramban sees clearly that Chenvani and Paalim are, you know, Hailechudekai and Hailechudekai. They're really totally different. And that, I think, in two senses. Number one, the reasoning of the Rabbanan Savarai does not establish a real Chiyuv Gamur to the Chenvani. Right? Moreover, you also don't, or implicit in that also is, you don't look at this as one Din Torah, where somehow the Chenvani and the Poalim, you know, since they exacerbate each other's tainas, are like in the same boat. We can look at it separately. There's a taina, there's a Din Torah between the Chenvani and the Balabayas, and there's a Din Torah between the Poalim and the Balabayas, never the twain shall meet. And one Daraisa, Nafkimit, even Chashud. So when it comes to the Sugya and Kiddushin, the Ramban says, you know, even a regular Nishma Venotel Chenvani is not comparable to the Poalim. So here, it's not Nishma Venotel, it's Nishma Veniftar, and the Shliach doesn't have the same kind of status as the Malva does. So from every point of view, if you look at one, look at the other, one is not going to pull the other. But the Balamor, Lishitaso, thinks that the status of the Chenvani is Chamor. I mean, he has a strong Taina. It's not a regular Enio Dei Imis Chayavti, otherwise Chashud would not be able to collect. Maybe one could go a step further and say what the Riazaken implies, and that is, you know, instead of just saying, oh, the reasoning of the Rabbanan Savarai is so strong that you know, if he'll be chashud, he'll be govet. You could say that. Or you could say something that the Shach says, which is Chazaka Shliachosa Shlichuso. Is that Rabbanan or Daraisa? Machlokas Arishon. Machlokas Poskim. The Shach says he thinks it's Daraisa. The Shach and the Gra, I think, both indicate that the position of the Chenvani is not just Eni Yodea Yishayavti because of Chazaka Shliachosa Shlichuso. So it transcends the regular case of Eni Yodea Yishayavti. That too would upgrade the Taina of the Chenvani. So either of these explanations, Rabbanan Savarai, what the Ramban refers to, or Shliachosa Shlichuso, would enhance the position of the Chenvani. But perhaps one can go a step further and say that it's more than that. The real idea is that you don't look at the Chenvani and the Poalim separately. Because each one is responsible for intensifying the Taina of the other, indeed, as Rishonim explained, in a way, you know, let's take an Arsugya, for example. Where's the Tainas Bari? Where the Balabayas doesn't know anything. How does there a Tainas Bari here? So all the Rishonim explain. Where's the Tainas Bari? Jonathan? He doesn't know anything, right? Exactly. The fact that they exacerbate each other's claims creates, in combination, a Tainas Bari. But once we're saying that, might we also not say that we don't look at the Chenvani and the Poalim separately? We look at this, we draw a circle around this din. It's a three-man din Torah, like the Riyaz Akein kind of alludes to. In which case, which one's going to pull the other one, I don't know. That could be the Rambam and the Balamor, but that could be responsible for what's going on here. There's another issue, which makes not only the Balamor consistent in his direction, but I think possibly, if this is the proper gears in the Rambam consistent in his direction. Jonathan, what other shita is there? Rambam? Yoni? Avi? Exactly. Or if one of them dies, Perek Tezayin, Hilchas Malva Velova Halacha Hey, what happens there? So the what happens? So the Rambam says Perek Tazayin Halacha A. And by the way, in light of our Rambam, if the gear says like the Riya Zakin and the Ran, one should emphasize here, but if they weren't coming Shnehem Lital, but only Echad was coming Lital, then neither of them would take Benikita Schefetz, if you have the gear of the Ran. That would be an important line. Okay. Lefikach im meisa chenvani notel balchov shalom b'shvua v'chein im meisa poel o balchov notel achenvani shalom b'shvua sh'ein balabayis mafsim klum v'einu m'shalem l'tashlum echad. So what does he say, Ami? Each one will take without a shvua. The only reason that you need a shvua is because the balabayis is mafsid. In a case where he's not going to be mafsid, even though there's a claim and a counterclaim, you'll take without a shvua. So all the Nosa Kalim point out that maybe one should be mechalek between the Poalim and the Chenvani, that the Ramban and the Ramban and others disagree with the Rambam and say, when it comes to, how does it go? When it comes to the Poalim, the Rambam is right. But when it comes to the Chenvani, he can never take without a shvua. Right? For the same reason that the Ramban made the distinction in terms of Kashrut, namely, because when it comes to Chenvani, it's Eni Yodea Mischayavti. When it comes to Poalim, it's Eni Yodea Im Praticha. So Eni Yodea Im Praticha should take without a Shvua, all things being equal, if not for the factor of Hefsed Balabayis. But not the Chenvani. So it could be that with the Rambam, but the Rambam treats them the same. It could be that's exactly the point. The Rambam is l'shitaso, they're either both Hesses, or they're both Nishba v'Notel, and even if there's only one, but it's still the same Din Torah, so you're not going to split them up. Now, why is that exactly? Again, it could be because of the reasoning of the Rabbanan Savaroi. It could be because of the Shliach Osa Shliach. In fact, the Gra, on this, I think the Frankel quotes it here too, says, Usvar Rishona Harambam Svirule, I think it's based on the Shach, the Dafka, the Khan, Ika Chazaka, the Chazaka Shlich also Shlichuso, the Samchin Aleya, Philippi Isura, Isura the Chamor. Okay, that could be a second explanation. There could be a third explanation. Maybe instead of upgrading the status of the Chenvani, maybe it pays to try to downgrade a little bit the status of the Poalim. The Rav used to say in the name of Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim thought that the Balamor, I think, Balamor, and the Rambam were based on the idea that Eni Odea in Praticha is only Chayiv b'Havale Lameda. But below Havale Lameda, you don't say Eni Odea in Praticha. In other words, Eni Odea in Praticha is not based on Cheskas Chiyuv. If it's based on Chesed Chiyuv, it doesn't matter whether you should or shouldn't know. It's just that, you know that you owed him, you don't know whether you paid him. The Chesed Chiyuv is to pay him. Is that you owe him, until you know otherwise. But there's another possibility, and that is, Ein Yodea Praticha V'Lahavel Elameda is a kind of Pshia. Right? And as such, it's inexcusable. Here's a Ein Yodea Im Praticha, below Havel Elameda. So maybe instead of upgrading the status of the Chenvani because of your chazaka shnei chosu or poylo lo marlo, or by virtue of the exacerbation, you know, what we said before, you have to treat them both because you're looking at them as one unit. Maybe the pshat here is there's no difference because even the poalim are only any odeya, and not any odeya praticha in the normal sense. Reb Chaim brought a raya from the sugya in Bamitzia. I'm not sure how strong a raya it is, but the Gemara in Bamitzia and the Avgimel of Aleph, the Gemara talks about the various solutions for sveikos. When do you say achloku? When do you say called alim gavar? And when do you say yehi munach at sheyavo eliyahu? So the Gemara says, yehi munach at sheyavo eliyahu. Why don't you say chenvani al pinkaso yehi munach at sheyavo eliyahu? After all, ike vadai ramai. That's the Gemara's question. Anybody have a Gemara about Mitzvah here? I don't have any. Anybody happen to have one? You look it up. So the Gemara gives the answers. In the end, the Gemara answers each one saying, you trusted me, I don't trust him. The Gemara gets out of it. So the Reb Chaim just pointed out, according to the Ramban, Udi'imei, namely, that there's really a tremendous imbalance between the Chenvani and the Poalim. Did the Gemara really... It's one thing to say about the Chenvani, Yehi Munachat Shiyav Aliyahu. But to say about the Poalim, it's any of them in Praticha. So, case of any of them Praticha, the Gemara would consider you should say Yehi Munachat Shiyav Aliyahu. Freeze the Din Torah. That's strange. So you see from here that any of them in Praticha below Havlei Lameda is not considered red, doesn't have the force of any of them Praticha. That was what Reb Chaim argued. However, what I'd like to suggest, and it works just as well in the Gemara Bava Metzia, is that maybe, again, like that Riyah Zakein, and like the suggestion I'm making for Balamor and the Rambam, and that is that maybe the point here is that you can't say any of them praticha simply because the two are linked together. You only say any of them praticha in a Din Torah between a Balabais and someone else. The Kiddush of Chenvani al Pinkaso is precisely that the Chenvani and the Poalim, I say, are in the same Din Torah, and therefore they impact or influence each other. Now, having said that, let me say two more things. However, and if that's the case, that's a pshat perhaps in the Gemara in Bamitzia too, Dav Gimel Amidalev. Namely, what the Gemara is saying is the normal rule of any of them particular doesn't apply because it's a Din Torah between the three of them. So Yehi Munachat Shiyav Aliyahu. For the same reason, the Chenvani will pull down the Poalim here. Except that, if that's the case, then maybe one can explain a little bit the Balamor. The Balamor says what he says here, and says what he says on the Hareini Moser Lecha Klal, but what about his change of girsa in Benanos? So maybe that's Dafka according to Benanos, and that's exactly the Nakuda of Benanos. The whole point of Benanos is that what Benanos is saying is that basically, there's a Vadai Shvuah Sheker here. Meaning, we don't look at this as if it's all one. Either way, there would be a Vadai Shvuah Sheker. But more to the point, if you look at each Shvuah independently, so we know that one of these Shvuos is a Shvuah Sheker. Right? Maybe the response to Benanos isn't so much that we don't care, as much as it is, well, this is the special din of Chenvani al Pinkaso. And the din of Chenvani al Pinkaso is that, that it's all one din Torah. We don't look at it, him and him. It's a three-legged race, essentially. So in the context of Benanos, and the whole point, the result of Benanos is that we don't say the din of Chenvani al Pinkaso. Yeah, I'm not sure whether it's because the consideration of Benanos is already pointing in that direction, or just the result of Benanos. Once Benanos says, you don't say each one is going to be Nishba, so maybe it's independent, but the result of that is that we now are saying, Hai lechu dekoi v'hai lechu dekoi. Ah, if Hai lechu dekoi v'hai lechu dekoi, we're no longer drawing a big circle around them, so then this is Enya Dan Praticha, and that's Enya Dan Mischayavti. But if you don't say what Benanos says, although I'm not sure if Benanos' mentality itself is bound up with that, Then the Balamar says, what we're doing is we're always looking at Chenvani al Pinkaso as a three-legged Din Torah. And as such, there has to be an equivalency between the Chenvani and the Poalit. That one could have said the same thing, I think you could say the same thing, and that, I think, in theory, you could say that the Rambam agrees with this idea, that it's all one Din Torah, and one solution, one integrated solution. However, there's, I think, an additional Kiddush of the Rambam, and that is that Perek Tazayin Halacha Hey, one could have said that in the case where Meis Chenvani or Meis Apoel, that in itself dictates that we look at each part of the Din Torah separately. We see it as a Din Torah between the Balabayas and the living one, and not the other one. The Kiddush of the Rambam is that even then, we still draw a circle around and we equate the two. But the whole idea that one should be b'mama the other one, if it isn't only b'shumbusha, would also work very nicely according to this perspective. Yeah.
And part of the more you say that it's one case, the more you're going to run into the problem with b'nana.
I understand. That's why I was hedging my bets a second ago. I think it's either worse or better. I'm not sure. It's worse and it's better. It's better because
if it's one case, then we're saying there's.
If you want to use mono,
otherwise you could say, well, in this case, we don't know these meanings for a second.
I think I already addressed it. In other words, if you want to use Shnei Shvilin as the model, then it's worse. If you want to say, you know what, I don't care what's going on in courtroom number one. You know, right now we're in courtroom number two. That's Shnei Shvilin. If you want to use Shnei Shvilin as a model, then you can. Then it's worse. But what I'm suggesting is that there's another way to look at it, and that is instead of looking at these as individual Shavuos, which you know, and we'll say, oh, we, you know, Mimad of Shach, either A is telling the truth or B is not. The way to look at it is, in order to resolve this problem, and it's a three-man Din Torah, you need two Shavuos. Because there are two heads to the taina here. From that point of view, it's much better. But that's why I purposely said that either Benanus' consideration to begin with is something which contributes to a perspective conducive or inconducive to this issue, or Benanus stands on its own. He just holds Afal Pichain. Maybe it's worse, or maybe it's better rather. The Afal Pichain, it's a problem. But once you decide that you're not going to operate, this way, then the fact is that you still have to break it down into two different Dine Torahs on the Mamadis side of it, even without the Shavuot side of it. So that's why I said what I said. But in terms of Shnei Shvilin, I would agree with you. In terms of the other point of view, which is, forget about who's right and who's wrong. You need two Shavuos to proceed. That you can never do if you have two different Dine Torah without considering that there's some Shaker here. You might be able to gloss over that if you view this. These are the conditions necessary to proceed. There's always a chashad al shavuah. I hear there's a vaday shavuah sheker, but the vaday shavuah sheker isn't for naught. The vaday shavuah sheker is the only way to proceed in a three man din Torah. That's the way to look at it. Yeah. Okay. So much for. I think that does it for what we need from. So just to sum up. Either Chenvani al Pinkaso and our case here, Mishaleach, I'm sorry, Malve and Shliach, are two different Dine Torah. Even if they're two different Dine Torah, we still have to ask the question, how strong is the position of the Poalim and the Malve? Is it really Eniodea im Praticha? Or is the Eniodea im Praticha of the Malve weakened somewhat either by the Taina of the Chenvani or Shliach? Or by virtue of Shliach Osa Shlichuso, or because any Adam Praticha Belo Havalei Lameda is not an issue. And by the same token, is the Chenvani / Shliach strengthened by either the fact that, Hayala Lomar Laseis Lifnei Shnei Edim, or Shliach Osa Shlichuso, etc. Or is it possible that Chenvani Al Pinkaso, the Chiddush is, that it really isn't two different Dine Torah, it's one. If that's the case, maybe there's certain conditions that break it up that we might want to look at, including the question of Misa, the question if they're not, Mamidin Mosam Zebifne Zeh, as well as Benanos, either the cause of Benanos or the result of Benanos, either way. In any case, there's a lively discussion, both in our Sugya, Balamor Rambam Riyazakein, regarding Benanos, the Girsa of the Balamor against the Girsa of the Mishnah. Regarding Chashud, that's the Balamor against the Ramban. And Meis Echad Mehem, that's the Rambam against some of the other Rishon. Okay, now let's move on to the Ritva. The Ritva in our Sugya says a huge Chiddush. Namely, Jonathan? Unforgettable Kiddush. Just like if you know one Mordechai, it's going to be the one of Milu. If you go to a party and people, you know, saying, "You seen any good Mordechais lately?" Right. So the first one you're going to pull out is the Kadosh. Right. So too, if somebody says to you, "You know, seen any interesting Ritvas in Kiddushin?" Right. The number one that you're going to pull out is an Arsugya. Okay. Go ahead. Namely. I think maybe one or two that rival, but this is probably the number one. Yeah. Then you need to be miyachin edim begitin v'kiddushin, and why do you need to do that? Because
maybe somebody else has the
one who made it. Because of edishin v'chashash, edishin v'tasu v'tasu. Good. Keep going. That's not yet the big chiddush. The chiddush being that, even though normally... Shemaid is defined by Haggadah, and Eshabat Mutasa Batakula is therefore limited to, right, the presence of Psulim and Krovin Bishas Haggadah. When it comes to Gittin Vikidushin, right?
So, Shemaid is defined
by the Riyah and not by the Haggadah. Okay. So, and why is that so? So the Ritva has a very important line. How does he explain it? Well, why should it be so? Why does it depend on Shas Riyah? No, it doesn't say that. I mean, that's an interesting. It's interesting that you quote that, but Eidim Mesira means the words Eidim Mesira refer to a shar, right? We'll get to Eidim Mesira soon enough. But what is it? Miu kol eicha sheish mosa mai mikshem upsulim o krovim tzarich liyached eidei kiddushin. That generally this isn't so. Which is the language of Eidei Kiyum. Meaning the Eidim are not just Mevarer and Ma'ames. They contribute or define the Maisa itself. There's no Maisa Kedushin without the presence of Eidim. And even though he doesn't use the word solemnizing or validating presence, but one can almost insert that, you know, in the blanks.
Is that not the same as
Ugzera Sakasovi? What do you mean Gzera Sakasovi? Gzeras HaKasav? Huh? Where's the Gzeras HaKasav? What? Maybe, I don't know. Davar Davar Mi Mamon. Maybe.
It sounds like Rambam is all about it. That is good for what Kiddushin is.
Okay, very good. I agree. But it's hard to know what he's referring to. It could be Davar Davar Mi Mamon. It could be that's what Kiddushin is. It could be, but strange though. Why do I say it's strange? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samchem and Beis, says that you need two Eidim because it's Chav Lachrini. Obviously, this is bound up with the Ritva's interpretation of what Chav Lachrini means. Right? Okay. Clearly, this is more than Birur, and this is more than simply the guarantee of Birur. We'll get to that in a minute. The Kivin Dekain, then he goes a step further even. The Kivin Dekain, right? Shas Maisa Hu Shas Edusan. The kibbutz gitzur psul edus imaim edus kolim b'teva. Do me the bialma because she's gitzur psul edus because she went over that. Fine. Then he goes on. Kachal Rabbeinu Neru, probably the Ra, halacha lemaisa. Good. Havalein zadasa mefarshim. Right. Take for example Tosas in Makos, Vavam and Aleph, among other places. Right. Tosas in Babas or other places that other Rishonim. They say explicitly that this is not true. You do not need yichud ha'edim. B'shas HaChuppah. Why not? Because Eidus is defined by Haggadah, And they say that with regard to Gittin v'Kedushin. The Kasha, Heich Matzinu Yadeinu v'Ragleinu, this is Bava Medalev, Kishinosim Get, Sheesh V'Maimed Krovim, Hayulan Lomer, Deidus Aksherim, Batel, V'Hai Dumid Didin V'Fashas, the Shomini Neshasish, Sheesh V'Visas Bezdin. The answer is, as he explains, L'chein Yer L'Rid, Gan Rav Yossi Lomer, Debeitzum B'Tela, L'Daf Garosin Shemini V'Fnei Bezdin, Avos Shariya L'Chudlo, meaning, there's no requirement of Yichud Ha'edim B'Shas Chupa, because Shemei depends on Shas Haggadah, and that dictates Eid Shabbatla. Even Rashi and the Rajbam will say that Eid Shabbatla Matasa depends on Shas Riyah, but it's not a special din in Gittin V'Kedushin and Eid Ekiyu. Right, this is a universal halacha that according to Rashi and the Rajbam, the Shemei is Nikva B'Shas Riyah. It's only the Ritva here, the Shemei Ra'ah, who is saying this unbelievable Kiddush, which is that Shas Riyah is an exception, Dafka for Gittin v'Kedushin, because, as he puts it, it's not la'ames ha'davar, but is part of the definition, migzeres ha'kasub, ein kedushin kiyum below edus. Okay. Then he has one important extension of this. V'roi la'achmir, v'cheno mori nerud, afagab v'lo binan kedushin atavedai, hecha d'leka psulim v'osa maimad, tzarshu edim sham, la'fuke hitmin edim achorei Hagader. Right? Chada, this is the most important one. The holo chashiva edus bedavar. A bedavar shaguf hadavar rather tzarech edus. Ela bedavar shetzarech edus mishum shikra. So again, the Ritva has an enormous kiddush. When the edim are edim birur, right? Then, as long as there's no built in meshata nibach to worry about, right, like there is in Hodas Milva. So the principle could be you could hide the witnesses. You could have surreptitious witnesses. Right? But, says the Ritva, since I've explained that this is not La'ames Adavar, but, as he puts it here, Edus B'Davar Shagufa Davar Tzarech La'Edus, it's definitional, therefore, the Bali Dvarim have to be aware of the presence of the Edim. Even if there is no issue of Meshat Anibach. Then in the next line he says, the O, Damatzi Lameimar, Lo Shatakti, B'Shas Kiddushin, Lo Bishvil Shalayu Sham Edim, Kisvur Shalayu Lamasech, which is what the Rajba says. But the Rajba, the second day of the Ritva, say, no, Hitmin, Edim, Achore, HaKiddushin, is no good, because even though there's no Meshat Anibach, if the guy, you know, initiates, but he'll say, you know, it's one of those, you know, camp weddings, you know, with the popcorn, you know, prize, whatever it is, which one shouldn't do. Okay. But good. So the, or maybe one shouldn't go to such a camp. I don't know. Anyways, the so what does the Ritva say here? The Ritva here develops a doctrine of Eidei Kiyum, which, you know, is very mechudash and very appealing. Namely, that there is qualitatively a huge difference between Eidei Birur and Eidei Kiyum. In order to understand better the enormity of the Kiddush of the Ritva, we have to go back, or we have to go forward, actually, to the Sugya on Samachay of the Beis. Michael, you want to read it to Michael Stein very quickly? Okay. Pretty complicated case. Okay, go ahead. Hey, Kadami.
Okay.
Okay, so that Rameir Damar. Okay, so basically that Raya is neutralized. So we're left with a machlokas whether or not Mekadish Lufnei and Echad, Choshen Arayim Choshen Likidushin, which of course is very relevant to our issue, namely, what is the role of Edim in Kedushin? So my Havala, the Gemara says, let's see. Good. Oh, so this is a huge assumption in the Havamina, namely that because we speak. Is Birur. Well, we'd assume that that means Birur. We'll see in a moment whether or not we're going to overturn that or not. But the Pashtos, if somebody tells you, Das Baldin Kemedim Dummy is going to work, then it sounds like the only problem you have is a Sheker, an Emes, a Birur problem. The Pashtos. Okay. So the Havim of the Gemara was that the reason that you require Edim in Kedushin is the same reason that you require Edis in Dine Maminis. And therefore, just as Hodas Baldin works in one, Hodas Baldin works in the other. Namely, this is all about Biwur. Okay. So the Gemara answers. Oh. So now the question is, how to understand those three little words, Kachayiv Lachrini. Right.
So you said it means that we're not really looking at this from there. We need more than a year, or say that?
The Pashtus, what does it mean? Is or Chavlachrini is we don't trust you in Odas Baldin, and therefore we need the Edom to be Mavar. Right. And which we say is the most obvious way to read the Gemara? The second way. Namely, the Gemara's assumption is still accepted, Lamaskana, which is that there's no real difference between Edom and Dine Maminis and Edipus in Kedushin. The only difference is that in the case of Dine Maminis, you can have Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami, and in the case of Ishus, somebody's always affected by your actions, and as such, you can't. If that were to be the case, then we should now scrutinize this idea that there's no that there's always chavlach rini and kedushin in light of or against the criteria of chavlach rini in kol ha'tarah kula in dine maminis. In other words, we would want the chavlach rini to have demonstrated significance such that it would be the equal of what we find parallel in dine maminis where there's no hodas baldin. If it fell short of that, we would be left with a serious problem. Because why wouldn't Hodas Baldin then work as it would work comparably in Dine Maminis? Okay. So that's one option. That's the second one you mentioned. That's the most obvious reading of the Gemara. In which case, even the Maskaras of Gemara, Dabar Dabar Shiba Mamon is fine, because there's no fundamental difference between Edus Begit Mekedushin, let's leave it for Kedushin for the moment, and Edus anywhere else. Okay. On the other hand, if we take the other pshat, the other possibility, which is the Gemara's assumption was to equate Edus and Dine Maminis and Edus and Gittin V'Kedushin, meaning that the purpose of Edus is Birur. For that reason, the Gemara is saying, well, Birur can also be accomplished through Hodah, and therefore it should be in Kedushin. The Gemara's answer was, you're absolutely wrong, 100% wrong in every way. Kedushin is Chav L'Achrini, which is another way of saying that the role of Edus is totally different. Why? What does Chav L'Achrini have to do with the nature of the Edus being different? That we have to explain. On the other hand, if we could explain that, then we wouldn't necessarily be held to the standard of Chav L'Achrini in Dine Maminis. Because we wouldn't have to explain that the Chav L'Achrini in Kedushin is exactly as intense, let's say, as the Chav L'Achrini that ruins Hodas Baldin in Dine Maminis. What we might be saying is, Kedushin as an institution is Chav L'Achrini, and therefore, by virtue of that fact, it needs a different concept of Edus. That's true, even if the quality and intensity of the Chav L'Achrini falls short of the Chav L'Achrinis that are that undermine Hodas Baldin and Dina Maminis. Because really, we're talking about two different ideas here. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. Just so we'll finish reading the Gemara first. So these are two ways to read the Gemara, and there are two. It branches off to Mahalchim in how you can understand and define Chav L'Achrini, as well as the role that it is going to play and most important, what that implies about the nature of Eidos in Gittin V'Kiddushin as opposed to Dinei Bavos. Okay. Now, it's a little complicated by the next few lines. Okay. Notice so far the Gemara, I don't know if anybody else notices this, but so far the Gemara has never used the words Eidos L'Kiyum or L'Kiyum Inilsa. Those words only get mentioned in the next few lines of the Gemara. Go ahead. Marzutra. Here's where you have the language where Edikium comes from, ironically. Most people don't realize this. Because when we say Edikium, what do we refer to? How did you get from there to there? What? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that you know my mind isn't completely gone. That did happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And so stealthily, I mean, you're good. I didn't even know. Either that or I'm oblivious. Gittin V'Kiddushin we call Eidei Kiyum, and what do we call the other ones? Eidei Biru. Okay. But the fact is that the language of Eidei Kiyum, right, actually appears in the context of Dinei Mamonos. In this suffake of the Gemara. Namely, do you need, but it's also perfectly clear what we mean by Eidei Kiyum in the Gemara. Right? Namely, that it's part of the definition of the transaction. It's a necessary prerequisite. It's nothing to do, or it's not only has to do with Biru. Continue. What's the Gemara's answer? Amar Lahu, or did you say it already? Lo Ibri Sahadi, El Shakri. So the pashtus of the Gemara now is, no, it's ironic if you read the Gemara, Kipshuto. Kipshuto, the way the Gemara goes is as follows. The Gemara is wondering about Gittin V'Kiddushin. The Gemara is assuming that Gittin V'Kiddushin is Eidei Biru. Right? And then the Gemara says, it is Eidei Biru. You're right, except that Hodos Badin doesn't work because of Kav Lachrini. Then all of a sudden the Gemara turns its attention to Eidos and Dinei Mamonos, and the Gemara says, maybe there's a Din of Eidei Kiyum. They didn't raise that question by Gittin V'Kiddushin, actually. And then the Gemara says, no, actually, Lo Ibri Sahadi Ela L'Shach. That's the way the Gemara goes.
It's not clear that it's a global statement.
Or?
Just by
the... Yeah, exactly. That's correct. So, but I just think the irony is that the Gemara even, you know, the only time the Gemara raised the possibility that it's more than Lo Ibri Sahadi happens to be in Dinei Mamonos. Not, and that's going to be very important, as we'll soon see, for which Rishon? What? Absolutely correct. The Rajba. For the Rajba, and for which Akron? Since you're on a roll already. What? Pnei Yoshua? Maybe. But maybe Pnei Yoshua, I don't know. But it could be. But in terms of what I gave you to look at, you'll tell me what Pnei Yoshua says, too. I'm happy to hear it, but... I'm just not sure. Okay. For who? You're guessing or you know? The answer is the Ksos, but it shouldn't be through a process of elimination. It should be the Ksos and Simin Reish Mem Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. Although, it shouldn't only be the process of elimination even if you didn't see it. Why? Because you should know enough already about the, you know, about the Ksos's, you know, thinking. You can almost predict what he's going to do. Okay. If you read it, then you certainly know what I mean. But meaning, based on sources that we already discussed. It doesn't sound like it's ringing a bell. Yeah.
When we read the Gemara, that even by Kiddusha, it's all about Birur.
Right.
The Gemara really never addressed the fact why we're still not posting the Kiddusha. Because even if it's just
beer,
I mean, no, we're not, we don't believe that.
Okay, good. So let's just refine this a little bit more. At minimum, if we pass in Choshen, if we pass in Choshen the Kiddushin, certainly we're talking about beer or nothing more. But we generally don't, most Rishonim do not pass in that way. Most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, but most Rishonim, Pe'achad, say, Ein Choshen the Kiddushin. So Baruch Dov is asking a good question. If the Gemara's Maskana is that you don't require any Kiyum the Kiddushin, Ubegei Rishon, but you just require any beer, so why not at least say that there's a safek, choshen? So it seems that at minimum, we need to say that there is a requirement here, at minimum, of tzorech birur. And that when we say chav lachrini, at minimum that's what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is, you know, there's too much at stake here. Since there's a lot at stake here, therefore anything less than guaranteeing that there will be biror if there emerges controversy later on, or dispute later on, is ma'akev the kedushin itself. If you hold ein choshen the kedushin, that's at minimum what you have to say. But we could still say the requirement that edus is biror, the chiddush of gittin v'kedushin of chav la'achrini, is that you have to have guaranteed biror, as opposed to in dinei mamonos where you can take your chances. In ishus, the stakes are high enough that you can't take your chances. That's one approach to chav la'achrini. But if you take that approach, then presumably the chav la'achrini here should be not only equivalent, but getting back to what I said to Michael a second ago, but if anything, equivalent or maybe even higher than the chav la'achrini that negates hodas baldin and dinei mamonos. Because here, where we're so concerned about it, we're not willing to leave things to chance. Dinei mamonos will leave things to chance. Lo yibisadi al l'shakri. That's what they said, the two of them. You know, we're honest guys. We don't need backup. We trust each other. Fine. Lo yibisadi al l'shakri. We're not saying lo yibisadi al l'shakri in Kedushin. We're saying hamakadosh v'nei decha n'inchosh in the Kedushin. So at minimum, the stakes are high enough that we need a guaranteed birur. But a guaranteed birur is different than a dekiyo. Yeah.
And that could be like
extremely fleeting,
not necessarily
because
an apostle, but it could be logically. Right. That could be Misvara.
Maybe the Torah said that. Or maybe that's right, exactly. Now, there are several questions here. Number one is, then how do we explain, what is Chav la'achrini, how do we explain it? There's a second question, and that is a question that the Rajba asks, and the Ksos, Rajba kind of, you know, alludes to it. The Rajba, mentions it. The bigger issue that the Rajba is focusing on is how do you define Chav la'achrini? The Ksos doesn't mention it. For him, this is the whole issue. No, not the whole issue, but it's a very serious issue. In Siman Reish Mem Aleph, the Ksos says, you might not understand. If there's a requirement of Eidei Kiyum in Gittin v'Kiddushin, how did you learn that? Davar davar mimamon. In Dinei Mamonos, it's Leibri Sadi and L'Shakri. So how do you get from Leibri Sadi and L'Shakri to Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar in Choshen L'Kiddushin? And he himself says that the Rajba asks this question. And he doesn't so much like what the Rajba is saying, it seems. Although I think in the end, there's not much difference between what both of them say. There is one point of difference, we'll get to. So that's a second very serious question. Okay. What is the alternative explanation of Chav la'achrini if it doesn't just refer to biror or guaranteed biror? Let me put it another way. How does the Ritva learn this sugya? Clearly, I think you have to say that the Ritva learned the sugya when the Gemara said Chav la'achrini, and then later on the Gemara brought in the possibility of Eidei Kiyum even in Dinei Mamonos, and the Gemara said, no, lo yibisadi al l'shakri. What the Gemara meant was, that's Dinei Mamonos. When it comes to Kiddushin, again, the Ritva himself uses the phrase Eidei Kiyum, l'kiyume milsa. L'kiyume milsa, that phrase comes from this Gemara. Obviously, what he felt was that the factor of Chav la'achrini is what dictates that l'kiyume milsa applies, and the way to read the Gemara according to the Ritva is, the Gemara says Chav la'achrini, meaning the assumption, which is that Kiddushin is birur, requires birur, is wrong. It really requires, as part of the definition of what Kiddushin is, l'kiyume milsa. And then the next Gemara says, since Kiddushin requires l'kiyume milsa, maybe Dinei Mamonos also requires Kiyume Milsa? That's what how to read the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, no, not Dinei Mamonos. Dinei Mamonos la Ibri Sahadi, Ella l'Shakri. But according to the Ritva, you have to read the Gemara that Chav la'achrini somehow explains why it is that Eidei Kiyum and not Eidei Birur are required for Gittin v'Kiddusha. Not only for the Ritva, also for Reb Chaim. Like the Ritva, which he doesn't quote and which he may not have known, in terms of, you know, its availability in print and so on. Is this the one I brought?
Yeah.
You have been sharing?
Sorry.
No. I have to thank you. No. Here I was, you know, thought I was, you know, doing other things, and I also have been sharing. That's good. So what does Reb Chaim say, Akiva? In the Pasiv Mechalitza Perek Dalet? Also uses the expression L'kiyume Milsa, and explains?
Mechalik between things like Chalitza and things like Gittin V'Kiddushin, where Gittin V'Kiddushin is where the Baal is doing the Maisa, and the Baal actually creates the Chalos, and the Edom are sort of solemnizing the Maisa. He doesn't say solemnizing, but
he could have.
You can almost read it in the words.
Actually, Yerolama B'Das HaRambam, the Rav Chaim is trying to explain the Shitas HaRambam, which is that Chalitza doesn't require, Machlokes in the Rambam and the Mukhe Yosef, whether Chalitza requires Eidei Kiyum or not. Correct? So the Rav Chaim wants to explain that Chalitza doesn't, right Akiva, even though Gittin V'Kiddushin do. So again, what's the formula? There are two types of Eidos, says Rav Chaim very clearly. Asher Yerolam B'Das HaRambam, the Sfilah D'Lobin in B'Daraisa Edim Klal Gabe Chalitza. Why?
Because Chalitza is just the physical Maisa, and the Maisa is what creates the Heter.
Exactly. And Gittin V'Kiddushin?
It's a Chalos. And
the Bailam are using the Maisa
to create
a Chalos, some sort of a new status, a new creation. Hatam is a near the whom Yishum the Matzinu Trei Gavne Eduyos B'Davar Shabeerva. There's no Sarei Kaimlan Lo Ibri Sahadi El Shakri. Of course, it doesn't say that anywhere. Lo Ibri Sahadi El Shakri is a phrase in our Gemara that we just read in Samech Hamed Beis about Dini Maminas. But this is a typology for a Chaim. That's a type of Eid. That's Eidi Birur. Kimivur B'Ksuvas Taftes. The Gemara does say Ksuvas Taftes. Right? The Gemara talks about Kino Yustira and Znus. The Gemara looked like it had a Havamina that if there's no Eidim on the Znus, you know, it's the person isn't Mechuyev. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? This is not Kino Yustira. It's Znus, right? The Be'emes Neseres Gam Below Eidim. Who begin the Kedushim Ha'idei Ha'edim Hu Shemekayma Milsa. Kedekayma Lan Ha'mekadish Ha'megarish B'lein Ulam Ha'kedushim Ha'gerishin. The Maisa stands on its own, and we're just made whether it took place. It's not the physical Maisa on its own, it's the Maisa as a means of creating a status. The presence of the Edim is a component in creating this Chalos. By the way, the language that the Rav Chaim uses here about Habal, Usha, Osa, Etzem, Agerushin, and he continues, Maisa, Bailim, and so on and so forth, is the exact, Maisa, Nasa, Al-Yudea, Bailim, is the exact same language that we're familiar with already in the Rav Chaim about Zechiah and Shlichus. Remember? Rav Chaim said, if Zechiah had been Lav Mitam Shlichus, it wouldn't have worked for the husband's role in Kiddushin. Because since that isn't just a Kinyan or a Maisa, it's a Maisa, Bailim, meaning it's a Tziras, Achalos. Therefore, right, it doesn't work with Zechia. It can't have a Maisa Bailus through Zechia. Same idea of Rav Chaim. In this Rav Chaim, he also quotes the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Tes. And he makes reference to the idea that the Rambam has this idea that Eidei Kiyum do not work on a Maisa Katan. Right, but we know that Eidos does work on a Maisa Katan. So Rav Chaim says here, this is a Pesukim Chalitza, there's a difference between Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Birur. That's again, exactly, he doesn't make reference to it, but that's exactly the analysis of Rav Chaim, the second analysis of Rav Chaim, in the piece that we also saw extensively, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, about Ketana being Memana Shliach LeKabal. Correct? Same idea. Meaning, what Rav Chaim is trying to show is our two types of Eidos. There's an Eidos where the presence of the Eidim lends a certain stature and creates a certain definition or institution. Right? As far as that is concerned, that's Eidei Kiyum. That applies only to a Maisa Gadol, which requires Das, not simply Ratzon. Omed Al Gabov, says Rav Chaim, will not work. Omid al Gabov can supply kavana when you're doing a maisa de mimela that needs assent. So you can get the assent by, you know, a third party, by advice, by Omid al Gabov, a wise and senior presence. Okay. But where you need a maisa bailus to create a chalos, it has to come from the bailin. No Omid al Gabov. No katan. Right? There's an equation, therefore, between the effectiveness of katan and the requirement of edekim. That's what the Rama means. He doesn't quote Perek Chavtes Hilchos Mechira, but he should. Perek Chavtes Hilchos Mechira Lachetes by Shtar, and Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin Lachetes, which he does quote, namely by Isha, by Gerushin, right? Ein Eidim Eidekiyum, meaning Meidin Amaisa Katan. All this is one Shita. So clearly, Reb Chaim understands that, well, Ibris Sadi, El Shakri, and Gittin, basically, Reb Chaim is adopting the Ritva's doctrine of Edekiyum, in a word. So what do you do with Chavlach reading? So I think the answer is as follows. I've never seen anybody explain this fully, but I think it's obvious. This is what you have to say. What you have to say for Reb Chaim and for the Ritva is that Chavlach reading, what I alluded to before, Chavlach reading is exactly the point. What the Gemara is saying is Kiddushin by its definition is Chavlach reading, meaning it's an action that transcends the action and has impact on people around you. And the reason that that is true is because it's a transcendent creation. It's a chalos. There's no das bodin kemedim dami because the edus here isn't midin biror. The edus here is midin kiyum. Why? Why do you need it to be midin kiyum? Because in kiddushin is an institution that is chavlach reading. Now, if that's the case, then do we have to be able to point to the actual fallout each and every time? A. B. Does that fallout have to be the equivalent of the chavlach reinis and dinim amenis, which preclude hodas v'adin kemedim dami? Not necessarily, because we're no longer trying to explain that Eidus is the same, the first pshat, or the second one, as Michael had it, right, but the more obvious one, which is Eidus is the same in Kedushin as it is in Maminus. I wise into Hodos Balbin, Chavlach Rini here, Chavlach Rini there, then they have to mash. And Lu Yitzur, there'll be a case where there's no Chavlach Rini, then Hodos Balbin should work, unless it's just say Lo Plug. Right? What am I referring to? The struggle between Rashi and the Rajba. What does Rashi say is Chavlach Rini? What? Krovin. So the Rajba understood it in the beginning of the Sugya anyway, all the way until almost the end of the Rajba. The Rajba understands that Chavlach Rini not like the Ritva and Reb Chaim, or what I'm suggesting, but the other way. No. Dover Dover Mi Mamon. There's no difference between, this is also Lo Ibrisadi L'Shakri, I Wiser No Hodos Baldin, Chavlach Rini. So that's why the Rajva asks, what question? Ger v'Gioras. Let's say you have a wedding of a Ger v'Gioras. You don't need Eda Kiyum. You don't need Eda. There's no fallout, there's no Krovim. Or let's say he just happens to have no family, or no close family. So you don't need Edim, says the Rajva. What are you going to say, Lo Plug? So he rejects Rashi. Instead, what's the alternative? Jonathan? If you reject Rashi, so what does Rajba propose instead? If it doesn't refer to Krovim, he doesn't like that because there's a big hole in that. So what does it refer to? Asura Kulalma. So Rajba says, this is perfect. So the next line of the Rajba is, Jonathan, you saw it? You see the Rajba? Yoni? Did you see the Rajba? The next line, so the Rajba says, listen, you're right. It's not Krovin, it is a Kol Olam. But it says, if that's the case, Yehuda? That's why I set it up the way I did. Right? He says, let's look and call it Torah Kula. Would this be enough to knock out, you know, a Dine Mominus kind of Hodos Baldin Kanadim Dani? Is this really considered Chavlach Rini? You have the line? Go ahead. Number one is a philosophical question, okay, which reminds us a little of the Rajba and Bab Metzia and Zachin a little bit. Meaning, what do you mean? How is it Chavlach Rini? Because everybody else is off limits, right? So the Rajba says, what do you mean everybody else is off limits? It's her life. In what sense is that Chavlach Rini? What do they have to do with her? You know. Otherwise, they could what? They could grab her in the street and marry her. She has autonomy. So it's Chavlach Rini because no one else can marry her now. That's her business, not anybody else's business. That's exactly what he's saying, correct? Moreover, yeah? Let's look to the Imamanis. Again, I'm sorry, I cut you off. A guy says, I sold my field. Now he sold his field, so he can't sell it to anyone else. So that's called Chavlach Rini, and you don't believe in Hodos Baldin, such a thing? What is the Rajba doing? he is weighing Chav L'Achrini according to the standards of Choshen Mishpat. And what would be Hodas Baal Din? We can't blame him for that. That's the simplest way to read the Gemara. Continue.
Well, that question is not as strong.
I agree.
You could buy it from another
for the next guy. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. But still, we understand where he's coming from. Go ahead.
Fine.
This is really interesting, but it's, again, pushing it a little bit. Why? Because everybody else is losing out, right? So he says, why not say that that's considered Chav L'Achrini? Who's that as the model of Chav L'Achrini for what's going on right here? But you see what's going on in the Rajva. Right? He's a desperate, Rishon right now. He's got to find a Chav L'Achrini that matches what in Dine Mamonis disqualifies Hodos Baldin Kameidim Dami, because the Gemara equated Kiddushin and Kol HaTorah Kula. It only said for technical reasons that there's just no Hodos Baldin. That's the entire mentality of the Rajva. He says, no, that's not going to work either. Why not? Because there, at least, go ahead. There, it's Hefker. Meaning? Well, and even if there is, even if you're applying the normal standard, why not say migul like we find in the name Mamanus? Right? V'halchanami, loshna, skipping 6-7 lines. Right, the raya from Mokshtokov l'chaver of Chazur Machol. So here's where the turn takes place. But I would have expected the turn to be, what's the answer to all these questions according to the Ritva and Reb Chaim? At least according to what I'm suggesting for, what I'm projecting for them. Chav L'Achrini doesn't mean that. Chav L'Achrini here is not the same as Chav L'Achrini in Dine Mamonis. What we're saying is, here it's Chav L'Achrini. Meaning, here it's about creating Ishus. It's not Edi Birur, it's Edi Kiyum. Of course there's no Hodas Baal Din. Rashi says, V'haraya, it doesn't just affect the two people. This is a transcendent, she becomes an Ishus Ish. It affects the world. Krovin. Now, Geron Gioris. Is it any less or different quality of Ishus than Shnei Miyuchasim with thousands of family members? Is the institution of marriage as a chalos any different? Certainly not. Right? So if Rashi held like the Ritva and Reb Chaim and so on, the answer would be even Ger V'Gioris, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that Ishus has that capacity. It's a shiur in the transcendent creation of Ishus. The same for the second question. And let's say you say, Krovim is not the issue. Dasar Kolamika Hektesh, the fact that she is, quote unquote, an Ishus Ish. So the Rajba says, that's Chavlach Reirim. What right do they have to her anyway? That's irrelevant. The important thing is not whether they have a right to her, whether they're losing out. It's not the point that they're losing out at Chav L'Achrini. The point is that this her status as Eishes Ish affects them. B'chiv Misa. Chalos Kiddushin. It's not a question of their rights or not their rights. It's beside the point. Mocha Sada L'Chavero, nothing to do with it. Magvim Etzi L'Chavero, nothing to do with it. Those are all when there's a requirement of Birur, and there's a question whether or not you need Eidim or Hodas Baal Din, is it enough of a Chav L'Achrini? Or is it enough of a Tchum Atzmo, Hodas Baal Din, and nothing else, or not? But here we're talking about a totally different concept. So even if you interpret not like Rashi, Asar Kulamika Hekdesh is a way of saying this is a Yetziras HaChalos. Okay. The Rajba does take the turn here. Go ahead. Well, what's the answer? That's a huge chiddush. Meaning, what does Rajva say? Not what we just said for the Ritva and Reb Chaim. What he says is the idea that Edekium The idea of Hedekiyum is an idea that really should have applied to Dine Mamanus too. Go ahead. And if not for Hodas Malik Kemenim Dami based on Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, we would have said, the Gzeres HaKasim, we would have said there's no Hodas Malik in Dine Mamanus. Why? Not because we don't believe him, but because you need Hedekiyum in Dine Mamanus transactions. Correct? Lekiyum is also like the continuation of the Gemara. As he says, Ukidi Stapka, go ahead. Okay, Mishum Dasil Pishnai Medim Hashol Shem Yakum Davar. Ukidi Stapka. In other words, that's anticipated already. This is a huge kiddush. Ella.
Ella the Asaki Huzeh Vidalilan the Yakum Davar Makum Tika Kovala for Nixiv. Zotha Harayas Sibbe Bu Davar Akokum inside Mamaji Yakov Kova Hokshu. Lolosad Mamaji Inbo Kova.
Okay, so and then he has the table off the rise. So what does he end up with? He ends up saying something very fascinating. He ends up saying that there are two models in Dine Mamanus. And where you require Edim, because no Hadas Bal Din in Dine Mamanus, it has elements of Edekiyum in it. Or at least, I'm not sure if he's going that far, or at least, Kiddushin and Gerushin are, or have the same requirements, as Dine Mamanus would have had if not for Hodas Bal Din Kemenim Dami. Or maybe what they do have in cases where there's no Hodas Bal Din Kemenim Dami. That answers the question of Davar Davar Shebamamo. But he says, Kiddushin is kind of in between. It's not really Chav Lachrini, but it's not Lo Chav Lachrini either. So the point is that we compare the little, the zuta chav lachrini, the zuta chav lachrini of Kiddushin are compared with the larger chav lachrini. You have two models in Dine Mamanus. We're comparing it to the larger model of chav lachrini in Dine Mamanus in what would have been if not for Hodas Bal Din, or what still is in that part of the Avis world. And therefore you need Hedekiyum. You don't need the level of Chav Lachrini as in Dine Mamanus, because all we're trying to show is that the category, it goes after what would have been all of Dine Mamanus anyway. That's the Rajba. But what ends up then is the Rajba saying like the Ritva? What?
No.
No, not at all. He's really mostly comparing Kiddushin. He's upgrading Hedekiyum, or there's an element of Hedekiyum in Dine Mamanus, right? But he's not differentiating between Dine Mamanus and Gittin V'Kiddushin. Either way, the requirement of Hedekiyum has nothing to do with Yetziros HaKalos, because it applies in Dine Mamanus too. So you get half of the effect of the Ritva, right? But with the important elements of its significance missing. For the Rajba, there's an equation primarily between Dine Mamanus and Ishus, even though we have to upgrade Dine Mamanus to justify it. Now, what the Ksos did was he went one step beyond, as only he could. The Ksos is bothered by this question. The Ksos says, what's going on? How can you compare any beer and any kium, dover dover shubba mamon? Can't be. Right? So what he says is, Dine Mamanus, says Rajba says Kasha too, but I don't understand exactly what he wants. He says, in Dine Mamanus, after all, the Gemara had the Havamin of Hedekiyum, right? He ends up saying similar to the Rajba, but then he adds one other point. I, but Hodas Bal Din's Kemedim Dami in Dine Mamanus? This is why I said you should have known it. What's the Ksos's answer to that? Hodas Bal Din Kemedim Dami, Lashitaso is Eidos. This is a Shita and Lamed, Simen Lamed, Dalet, Sivkot and Dalet, Simen Lamed, Zion, Sivkot and Aleph, Simen, Pei, all over the place. One of the ones is Reish Mem Aleph Aleph. He says, I'm the Shita Si. I hold like Rashi had, you know, discovered this new idea, which is that Hodas Bal Din Kemedim Dami doesn't just work. It's not just Nemanus. It's certainly not his Chaybus. What is it? Real Eidos. So the Ksos says the equivalent of every Dine Mamanus Eidos, or every Dine Mamanus case, has Hedekiyum. it just takes the teeth out of what you mean by Enikiyum in a way, but that's right, it's a giant step beyond the Rajba. Every Dine Mamanis Eidos is Enikiyum. Either it's real Enikiyum, or when it's not, it's Enikiyum by virtue of Hodos Plavin, Kameidim Dami. Yeah.
Right.
I think you lose if once you say that all Dine Mamanis transactions are like Gittin the Kiddushin for the Ritva, then you've lost. If you've lost what's unique about Gittin the Kiddushin.
I'm saying that right. The Ritva Kiddushin stays unique.
Yeah.
I'm saying for the Rashba, the Enikiyum is very, very down to it's really more about Birur, like if it's not that, if you don't have the meat.
Well, he calls it Lekiyum and Milsa. He also calls it Lekiyum. Just that in the Rashba, you might say that there are two tracks in Dine Mamanis. You could go two ways. You could either go the Hodas Baldin track or the Eidos track. Where it's Eidos, it's Enikiyum. But either way, it's not Tzirus HaChalos. Whereas the Ksos is saying, let's just sum up. For Reb Chaim and for the Ritva and for Reb Chaim, there's a huge gap between Enikiyum and Enibir. And Enikiyum only applies where there's Yitzirus HaChalos. Right? For the Ksos, there's no difference between between Dine Mamanis and Gittin V'Kiddushin, because there's a requirement of Enikiyum in all cases of Dine Mamanis too. I hodos badin kameidim dami. The answer is even that is Enikiyum on some level. For the Rajba, the equation between Gittin V'Kiddushin and Davar Shiva Mamon is an equation of Enikiyum, and it applies in Dine Mamanis. But there's also an area of Dine Mamanis, which is why you don't need guaranteed Birur or Enikiyum, and that's this Gzeres HaKasuvah Shiyomar Ki Huzeh, which says Hodos Baldin is Kameidim Dami. So there are two tracks in Dine Mamanis. A Birur track through Hodos Baldin, or a Schaivus track, I don't know what it is, and a Enikiyum track. But all I'm saying is that Bein Lixos, Bein Larajba, if you want, the second that you compare Gittin V'Kiddushin's Enikiyum to Dine Mamanis's Enikiyum, the second that you do that, you are no longer saying that it implies a Yetziras HaChalos, a Maisa Bailos, because you just can't say that in Dine Mamanis. I'm not going to say that selling a field is like it's a transfer of title. It doesn't create anything new. Yeah.
But how do we explain the Enikiyum of the Rashba?
Right.
In Gittin V'Kiddushin and where it exists in Mamanis. Like the Rebbe saying for the Ritva and the Ritva that the transcendent, you know, somatic presence for the.
And transactions require this, but not. I'm not sure. That I'm not sure. And now, what exactly it is? That's a legitimate question. What exactly it is for the Ksos and for the Rajba? This requirement of Enikiyum and Dine Mamanis, is it really Lekiyum and Milsa in the same way that the Ritva and Reb Chaim say for Gittin V'Kiddushin, but even for Dine Mamanis, even though there's no Yetziras HaChalos? Or for them, is it better to say that Enikiyum is guaranteed Birur? I prefer to say the second, but I'm not really sure reading them that that's what they mean.
Could we split the Ksos and Rashba in that point? Because with the Rashba, since he has a split in Mamon,
maybe.
He can't split.
Maybe, but it could just be, I'm not sure. It could just be two tracks. I hear what you're saying. You're saying if it's across the board, so maybe it's more of a maybe. I'm not sure. Could be. Okay. These are very different perspectives. Yeah.
What was the Havni of the Gemara, according to the Ritva, do you ask if Enikiyum
and Mamanis? No, that's where the Gemara worked it out. That's in the answer of the Gemara.
It's the answer of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Or the Gemara established that Enikiyum comes for Ochalos, and then it says...
I think the answer of the Gemara for the Ritva is the words Chav Lachrin. You can't say, that's not what you need Edom for. You need Edom in Kiddushin because it's Chav Lachrin. Not, therefore, there's no Hodas Baldin can be Edom Dami in a more specific sense. Namely, it's not Hodas Baldin. Meaning, it's not between you and her. This is a transcendent act. This is a creation, a halachic new creation. That's why you need Enikiyum.
So that's the first stage of the Gemara. How did the Gemara get to the second stage?
What do you mean the second stage?
Where it asks about Enikiyum by Mamanis.
No, so then the Gemara said, is this something that is limited? Is it something that applies only to Gittin V'Kiddushin? Or maybe such a thing applies, or they're recording as a discussion, maybe without a Chalos you require such a concept of Eidos? The answer is no. In regular Eidos, it's Leib Risadi on the Shachri. That's how I read the Gemara. And for Reb Chaim. Okay, now this idea, of course, once we, Reb Chaim has an extension of this, and that is, You know, Reb Chaim has linked it up, not only to Chav Lachrini, but to the question of Katan and the level of Das that is required, etc. So what happens if you have the requisite level of Das? You know, it's a much more formal requirement of Das required, but you don't have Yetziras HaKalos. What will happen then? So that is the case of, possibly of, Kinyan Sudar. If you look at Tosas Alatar here in HaOmer, Lalo Ibrisadi al Lashakri, what is the person called Mikanam Ravenu Tam, Dein Tzarech Edim Lasos Kinyan. You don't need Edim on the Kinyan Sudar because Lalo Ibrisadi al Lashakri. But we know that the Gonim quoted by the Ravid and Nuchas Mechira and Shidim Kvetz and Balvasra saying that you do require any Kiyum. Right? So the point is that in light of Reb Chaim, what you have in those cases, it's not Yetziras HaKalos, there's no Chalos. I mean, you can transfer something from Kinyan Sudar, you can transfer something through Meshicha, through Hagbah. You know, that doesn't, the nature of the Maisa Kinyan is different, the Chalosa Kinyan isn't different. But the Maisa Kinyan is different, and it does require Das, not just Ratzon or Kavana. But that's how the Kinyan Sudar works. It isn't really a Maisa Kinyan in that sense. So that's the in-between condition. If you say that anything requiring Das, not just Ratzon, requires any Kiyum, then you would disagree with what Tosa says. That's exactly where that point fits in. And what about the other direction? Let's say you have a Chalos, but a Chalos that could be created Bal Karcha, or without Das. What about that? It's also something to look at. Either way, this question of the how you define Chav Lachrini may affect another issue as well. And that is the issue of Nisuin. Yor Sameach has this discussion in Perikud Hukosichas Halacha Aleph. Is there Shlichos and is there Edekiyum for Nisuin as opposed to Kiddushin? In the Gemara, it never appears. The Tosas Ria Zaken and Daf Yudam Beis describing Chuppah mentions Edim. In the Rambam in Perek Yud, Hilchos Ishus, it's omitted. When the Rambam, you know, describes Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Ishus, already Halacha Aleph, as you pointed out correctly before, right? It's part of that's part of the Chiddush of Matan Torah, right? Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Perek Gimel Alacha Aleph, Perek Gimel Alacha Gimel, Perek Gimel Alacha Hey. Whenever the Rambam describes Maisa Kiddushin, he automatically inserts Edekiyum. When he talks about Nisuin and Perek Yud Chosishos, Mandakar Shemeh. Never mentions it. But Pashtus, the Rambam, doesn't require Edekiyum. The Rambam is saying the name of Reb Chaim felt that there's no requirement of Edekiyum in Nisuin. He was machmir at weddings to have Edim, whether it be for the Yichud or the Chuppah or whatever. But he felt in his heart of hearts that it really wasn't required. So the Or Sameach, when he discusses this question, says, well, it should be pretty easy to figure out because the Gemara gave us the criterion. What's the criterion, Uri? If you're just a Gemara Jew and nothing more. It's a good thing to be, as we discussed yesterday in Dark Nelim. Right, but here's where it's important, you know, whether... If I said to you, do you need the Edekiyum for Nisuin or not? I say, look in this Gemara, which will probably be the key to figuring it out. Which Gemara? It doesn't mention Nisuin. I'm asking, does it give us any criterion? The Gemara that we just read does, right? What does it say? What should dictate whether you need it or not? What? No, lekume milsa is the description of what it is, but what's going to tell you whether you need lekume milsa or Eden? Chav lachrini, right? That's what the Gemara said. So why don't we just figure out, take Kiddushin, the Kiddushin took place, now you're up to the Nisuin. Is there any chav lachrini from Nisuin beyond Kiddushin? If she's already Eshes Ishlin in Kiddushin, does anybody affected by her becoming Nisuin? Yes or no? So that, good, we can have a lot. The Or Sameach has a 3-page discussion about it. But what I want to try to show you is that's what the Or Sameach did. The Or Sameach said, the Gemara says it depends on the Chav L'Achrini. Let's try to figure out whether or not, if you're already in Eish HaSish, L'inyan Kiddushin, is there any more Chav L'Achrini, L'inyan anybody else, beyond that? That's what the big, huge discussion of the Or Sameach is about, to try to figure out whether there is or isn't Chav L'Achrini. But I suspect that Reb Chaim would have said that that isn't the point. The point isn't technically whether it's Chav L'Achrini. That's the mentality of the Rajba. Or at least the first mentality of the Rajba. But according to the Ritva and Reb Chaim, the issue of Chav L'Achrini is not, you know, Lemaisa, whether somebody's affected or not. The issue it really is Chuppa a Chalos beyond Eish HaSish? Is phase two similar to phase one, a new stature and a new yetzira? Or is it just what, like Reb Chaim calls, you know, Chosibim Chalitza, what he calls Chalitza, a Maisa the Mimela, something waiting to happen, maybe even an obstacle removed, a Matir. In which case, that's what Chav L'Achrini really means. In which case, there's no requirement of Edekiyah. This question should also affect who can serve as Edekiyah. But we'll have to pick up with this tomorrow. Let's make a Thursday earlier. Let's make Thursday. We're going to need a little extra time to finish the Ketanis stuff also. So let's start at 10 on Thursday. And that'll be the final shiur of the semester. So we'll start at 10 o'clock. Who can be Edei Kiyum? Edei Sumdina? Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah? Edei Chasima? I gave you some Mar Mekomos on that. Edei Smiuchedes? If you get a chance, look at the Rif and the Ran on Ayin Hamad. Lamed Hamad based on the Daper Rif and Gittin in the seventh parrot. That's question number one. Then I want to get back to a little discussion of Kiddushin and Nisuin. Also look at the Gemara and Daf Yud. Kola Boel Daitol Gemar Bia and Tosis there. So we'll try to finish everything on Thursday. Okay.